I didn't think we'd get this far today. So, second canto we went through rather quickly. Understatement of the century. Then we come to third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. And then third canto is given descriptions of two incarnations. And first canto describes 24 of the main incarnations of the Lord. Jayadeva Goswami has compressed, zip-filed it into 10 avatar, das avatar. Keshava Drita, Dasavida Rupa. Hey Keshava, it is you who takes the 10 forms, the 10 avatars. But actually, avatars of Krishna are completely unlimited. When Krishna came before the sleeping sage in the caves near Mathura, what was his name? Muchukunda Maharaj. The time Muchukunda asked to Krishna, who are you? By your presence you are illuminating the darkness of this cave and the darkness of my heart. My name is Muchukunda. I am from a warrior family. Who are you? Then Krishna replied to Muchukunda, Muchukunda, one may count the grains of sand on the beach, one may count the stars in the sky, but even I cannot count how many different incarnations I have had, unlimited. Therefore, Bhagavatam gives 24 main avatar, mostly lila avatar. Therefore, one such incarnation is the all-merciful son of Devahuti, Kapila Dev. Kapila Bhagavan ki jai. So his instructions are very wonderful. Therefore, Brahmaji, he did all types of creation, but he had not created humankind. Therefore, he felt dissatisfied. Therefore, he created Manu Maharaj and his wife, Satyarupa. And their dynasty is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Swayambhuva Manu was emperor of the whole world. And he had many sons. Of two are specifically mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhruva Maharaj and three sons are mentioned, Uttanapad, Dhruva, and Prithu Maharaj. That's coming later on in the canto. Satyarup Maharaj and Satyarup, the Queen Satyarupa, and Emperor Manu Maharaj, Swayambhuva Manu, had a daughter. Her daughter, that daughter's name was Devahuti. So you could imagine how much she was attractive. When she was a young girl before her marriage, she was playing ball on the top of her roof of her house. One Gandharva, when he flew over her, she was so beautiful he fell unconscious off his aeroplane and fell on the ground. That's how much enchanting she was. That time, like all fathers trying to think of someone to find a bona fide husband, very much trouble. Therefore, Emperor Manu Maharaj was too much thinking. That time, Kadamba Rishi was also performing austerities. The Supreme Lord had appeared before Satyarupa and Swayambhuva Manu. Yes, you should marry your daughter to the great sage Kadamba Rishi. Kadamba Rishi was performing austerities. He did not so much. He was ordered by Lord Brahma to produce good population. These days we see all the troubles in society are coming because the children are produced like monkeys. The contraception fails and the children are born. The parents have such lusty consciousness when the children are conceived. Therefore, the children are like little monkeys. Therefore, all cause of disturbance. But that time, the people were not like that. So, Kadamba Rishi was performing austerities to get a good wife by the order of Guru Brahma. That time, he meditated for 10,000 years with a material desire. That material desire is a little bit added to the service of Bhagavan, produced population. Therefore, by worshipping the Supreme Lord in trance of devotion, what's your name, sir? Yes, you turning around, yes. Yes.
Charles.
Charles, I met you today. This is the beginning of creation, so people have very long lifespan. So Kadamba Rishi meditated for 10,000 years. That time he had a desire. I want a qualified wife. So That time was Satyuga. The Supreme Lord appeared before him after his meditation was mature. How did he look? The Supreme Lord is free from all material contamination. He was smiling very nicely and he was leaning forward, inclined towards his devotees. He had long, curly hair. He was dark blue like a lotus flower. He had a garland of lotus flowers around his neck. He was adorned with nice earrings. That form of the Lord, Lord Narayan, has four hands, Sankha Chakra, Gada Padma, disc, club, lotus flower, and a conch. He was glancing about very mercifully to all. On his chest he had the mark of Srivatsa. He stood on the air, with his lotus feet placed on the shoulders of Garuda. When Kardama Rishi saw the Supreme Lord Narayan before him, he became full of ecstasy. He fell on the ground again and again, but he could not speak because his voice was choked with happiness. Therefore he offered many prayers. He said, O Supreme Worshipful Lord, by seeing you my sense of sight is now perfect. You are the reservoir of all existence. Through many, many births I have tried to achieve you. And many, many births yogis also aspire to see your transcendental form. O Lord, your lotus feet are the only real boat to cross this ocean of birth and death. Those who worship you with a desire to achieve material happiness definitely have a hellish mentality, but you are so kind, you give mercy to even such foolish persons as that. Therefore, I am also like that. I have worshipped you to get a nice wife. Therefore, how much I am foolish, but you are so kind, you also fulfill my desire. For a long time, I have desired your lotus feet. And I know that your lotus feet are like a wish-fulfilling tree. They fulfill all desires. Therefore, I pay obeisances to you again and again. Many prayers he offers. Lord Narayan smiled and said, the day after tomorrow, I've already arranged your marriage. The Emperor Swayambhu Manu, who is the son of Lord Brahma, is well known for his piety and religious acts. He is ruling this universe at the moment. The day after tomorrow, the emperor will come here with his religious daughter and his good queen, Satyarupa. The daughter of Swayambhu Manu is very beautiful. Her eyes are blackish and she is ready for marriage. She has a perfect character and all good qualities. She is also searching for a qualified husband. And I think that you are exactly suitable for her. O sage, that daughter is exactly what you are thinking of. Be careful, Vijay. Soon, the day after tomorrow, you will marry her and she will serve you in every way. You will have 9 daughters. And also, I will personally appear as a plenary portion as your son. By my mercy, you will become completely renounced from all material enjoyment. You will achieve perfection in your meditation. You will see yourself in me and me in yourself. What does that mean, Charles? You'll see the Supreme Lord Krishna in your heart and you will see yourself in the heart of Krishna. Krishna says in the third canto, Sanunam ridadam mayam sudunam ridyam twayam matnetna ne tanajami naham tenya jananapi. My devotee always thinks of me, and I always think of my devotee. Therefore, it's not one-way traffic, Charles, two-way traffic. Krishna loves the devotee. Krishna thinks of the devotee. The devotee loves Krishna, and Krishna loves the devotee. Therefore, Saham swamsakalaya twadvidena mahamuni tvam kshetre devahutyam pranayasya tatva samhitam. O Kardama Rishi, don't worry. I will appear as a plenary portion in the womb of your wife and I will instruct her in the Sankhya philosophy, the understanding of the difference between matter and spirit. Thus the Supreme Lord gave his benediction to Kardama Rishi and disappeared. And just like the Lord predicted, the day after, the next day, Swayambhu Manu came and gave his daughter Devahuti in religious marriage to Kardama Rishi. So many things we can learn practically in life. Isn't Devahuti was the princess of the emperor of the whole world. Imagine what opulence she was used to. But when she married her husband only lived in a grass hut. But as an ideal disciple, ideal wife, she never asked for anything. What the husband is supplying, we should accept that. Therefore, she served her husband perfectly. Kadamba Rishi went into meditation again. 10,000 years after, he woke his eyes and saw this strange girl in his ashram. While Kadamba Rishi was meditating, she was doing all types of service. Sweeping the ashram, receiving guests, cutting her husband's fingernails when he was meditating. So much she was engaged in the service of her husband, she had completely neglected her body. She had become very thin. Her clothes were torn and dirty. Her hair was matted together. Therefore, Kadamba Rishi broke his meditation. He saw this. Who are you? She said, Maharaj, maybe you don't remember. Cast your attention back a few thousand years. Remember you married one girl? Oh, yes. She said, that's me. Kadamba Rishi was a bit shocked. How much you have neglected yourself for my service. Therefore, his heart melted. Therefore, he wanted to fulfill her desires to have children. Therefore, by his mystic potency, he made a floating mansion in the sky. This might sound a bit esoteric, Dave, but hang in there. Sorry, Charles, and Dave also. Therefore, Kadamba Rishi, by his mystic potency, he manifested thousands of young girls. They took the hand of Devahuti and she bathed in the waters of Bindu Sarovar. In the north of India, that Bindu Sarovar is still there. When she went in the water, all the girls combed out her dreadlocks, put on lipstick, completely decorated her head to toe. When she came out of the water, she again had resumed her original beauty as the daughter of the Emperor of the Three Worlds. Thus, Kadamba Rishi enjoyed with her for thousands of years. Finally, Kadamba Rishi took 9 forms and impregnated his wife 9 times. As a result, 9 daughters were there. It says, during intercourse between the husband and wife, if the wife is more lusty, then a child, a daughter will be born. If the husband is more excited, then the child will be born, a male will be born. Devahuti had so many material desires. Therefore, 9 daughters were born. That time, Kadamba Rishi said, I've done my duty, Haribol. He went to take sannyas. That time, Devahuti fell at his feet and begged. That time, one more time, he went with his wife. As a result, the Supreme Lord entered the womb of Devahuti as the son of, as her son, the incarnation of Bhagawan, Kapila Dev. Bhagawan Kapila Dev ki. Like the moon becomes more beautiful as the month progressed, as the Supreme Lord developed in the womb of Devahuti, her beauty increased unlimitedly. When the child was born, Kadamba Rishi did the pranams, Haribol, I'm taking sannyas. So this is a very ordinary, a wonderful sannyas. Normally one takes sannyas to find the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One becomes a monk to find the Lord. But when the Lord appeared as his son, Kadamba Rishi took sannyas, a very strange sannyas, because Kadamba Rishi was thinking, I should be careful. Because Kadamba Rishi worships the Lord in the mood of awe and reverence. He has Aishwarya Moy Bhakti. Then we thought, if the Lord appears as my son, then I'll start thinking him as my son. Maybe I'll make some offense to him. Maybe I'll change his nappy the wrong way or something like that. Therefore, I may make offense to him. I may become too intimate with him. I may do some mistake. Therefore, rather than staying very close to him and making some misconception in my mind, better I go very far away from him and think of him in separation. Then I won't make any offense. Therefore, Kadamba Rishi became, he went to take sannyas. That time, Devahuti, weeping, fell at the feet of her husband. Oh, my dear husband, please do not leave me. I am very foolish. Because despite having such a qualified husband, I never inquired from you what is the process of spiritual life. I simply wasted my time and your time in sensual enjoyment. Therefore, please be kind to me and give me the process how I can be delivered from material engagement, material attraction. Kadamba Rishi blessed her. Don't worry. The child that you have given birth to is not an ordinary child. He's an incarnation of Godhead. When you are mature, he will completely explain to you the philosophy of Sankhya. And saying that, Kadamba Rishi took sannyas. Kadamba Rishi Maharaj ki jai. Thinking of his son. Not thinking my son is Bhagawan, thinking Bhagawan is my son. Sorry, the other way around. In separation, thinking of the Lord, Kadamba Rishi achieved perfection and went back to Godhead. So meanwhile, Devahuti, her child was there, and she grew up with that child. Day after day, her affection for her child grew more and more. By the blessings of, from the service of her devoted, by service to her husband, who was also a perfected soul, she achieved the Supreme Lord. Therefore, again and again, the Bhagavatam gives the same message. How can you achieve the Supreme Lord, Charles? But where will love come to meditate upon him from? That comes from the devotee. If again and again we see the same message in the Bhagavatam. Not one devotee has ever achieved the mercy of Krishna without the mercy of the devotee somewhere. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said two things. Nam Sankirtan Ara. No. Vaishnav Sevan Ara Namas Sankirtan. Vaishnav Seva Adanam Sankirtan Dui Sigra Pabe Shri Krishna Charan. You'll have to chant the holy name of the Lord, but you'll also have to serve the devotees. Serve the perfected souls. Because their hearts are full of attraction to the Lord. Therefore, you serve them, their attraction that they have for Krishna would automatically come in your heart. Isn't it just like we heard this morning? By serving Purasa Rishi, then Satyavati gave birth to the incarnation of Godhead Vyasadeva. In the same way, by serving perfected soul like Kapila Rishi, Kadamba Rishi, Devahuti developed a relationship with Krishna. Therefore, yasya prasadam bhagavat prasado, yasya aprasadam nagati kutopi, dayam stuvam stasi yasya trisandam bande guru sri chadanaravindam. The Supreme Lord is only satisfied when his devotees are satisfied. When the spiritual master is satisfied, Krishna becomes the property of the disciple. And when the spiritual master is dissatisfied, the disciple cannot make any advancement. Because the pure devotee is so near and dear to the Lord, by serving him, Krishna becomes most satisfied. In the Puranas, Krishna said, Siddha bhavati na bhavet sangsaya chuta sevanam na sikshachayatna na nishangsaya pajita madhbhakta Anuraga Yatatpata. Krishna says if one serves me, he may or may not achieve perfection. There's a doubt. Nishangsa Padicha Atmana Tatbhaktam. But one who serves my devotee, there is no doubt at all. He must achieve perfection. Therefore again and again, Madbhaktam Pujayadikam. The service of my devotees is more powerful than my service directed, Krishna says. Therefore, no one in the Bhagavatam ever got the service of Krishna without first serving the perfected soul. So, that time, Kadamba, again the son, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kapila Dev, gave instructions to his mother. Do one kirtan, Prabhu. Who wants to do kirtan? Don't all jump.